Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
Big Booty Judy.
Large.
We love Big Booty Judy, the blow up doll. Anyways, oh shit. My bra just snapped. Anyways, hey everybody, what's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. On my literal 30th birthday, it is November 5th.
Yeah!
30 years ago, I slid right out of my mother and into this podcast situation. Mom, I don't know why you're oh my godding, okay? I am in Palm Springs. Oh, no, I can say where we are. We're in Indio. and we're just every year... Well, no, not every year. Like, my 26th birthday... Oh, shit. Okay. Well, we freed the nip already. At 26, I decided to, like, get a big house in Palm Springs and invite some friends. I don't actually need to hold my boob. Like, this is promiscuous.
Can you have male tit on Instagram?
I think you can have male tit. Yeah, male tit you can have anywhere. As long as you're a male, you can do no wrong.
Yeah, you can do anything.
I started doing these, and this is like the biggest one yet, and I like doing a little birthday drop. Feel free to head to middlekid.supply and get the Dirty 30. But I have so many of my fucking favorite people here. My mom is here. I mean, this is truly, I was going to say a Dirty 30, but we've been pretty clean. Until tonight. No, but I want to kick this episode off with a drink, and all of my friends are going to pop in and say a little something and do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. But Taylor, I have known since we were in eighth grade, and our brothers, okay, that is my mom who is the live audience. We've known each other since eighth grade. Our older brothers were in the same high school class, and they played baseball together, and we talked on AIM. And we've been friends ever since, yep. Which is kind of crazy. That's like half of my life. Last
years,
night,
yeah.
15 years, Taylor was like, yeah, we've been friends for 15 years. And I was like, that's literally not good at math. Yeah. Divide 30 by 2 and that's 15. But Taylor is a Maxter. Also, preface, we've been dripping. I'm dripping, but drinking. I've also been drinking. Oh, shit. Anyways, I need a drink for this episode. So Taylor's going to teach us. No, Taylor's a really good, like, mixologist, like, but like self-learned. He's got that, like, self-taught energy.
Thanks, COVID.
But before we get into teaching you how he makes his epic espresso martini, because it is like 2 o'clock, we need a little pick me up.
A little wake up.
A little wake up. Exactly. Look at you with the orange mic. You're like a little wake up.
Yeah.
I'm here behind the bar. We're in the sexy house. If you're not watching, we upload videos up on youtube.com/@unhinged. It is the new channel. Be sure to subscribe. I just felt like this was meant to be the first episode we upload to the channel. And then subscribe if you like listening to wherever you get your podcasts. And what else do I... Oh, the after show. We're probably not doing an after show for this because it's my birthday, guys.
This is the after show.
Babe, this is the show. This is the pre-show, the show, and the after show, honey. I mean, I literally have a birthday cap on my titty. If you're not watching, this might be an incentive. You want some male nip? Anyways, we're just going to get into the episode. This is just... I love my podcast. It's been a journey to like it, to be honest. But I wanted y'all to come along and remember this moment. And I feel very lucky to be with the people I have. And I mean, it's moments like these that I just, on a serious note, really get like emotional. And I'm really...
Are you about to cry?
No, I've had a little too much to drink to do that. Not enough to cry, like my mom. I'm not there yet. Huh? Huh?
The night is young.
The night is only young. That's why we're making espresso martinis. So, Taylor...
All right, let's get into it.
Every time I go to Taylor's house, and he's married to Becky, who you'll meet later, but he makes the best drinks, like a gin gimlet. Didn't know what that was until... I mean, like
I didn't
a year
until
ago.
COVID.
Okay, got it. No, for sure. Thank you for making me sound not as stupid. But Taylor really makes a mean espresso martini, and so I figured we kick this off with teaching... Oh my God, I'm teaching y'all something. This is crazy. Anyways.
So welcome to Teeny Time. I'm Taylor, and I think Chris will be the drunkest.
Okay, we already did that, bitch. That's on TikTok.com/... I don't even know how that shit works. Okay, we're going to make espresso martinis, and it's really simple. You just need three fucking things. That being said, what are they? We need Tito's. We're doing Tito's because it's gluten-free. You need some sort of vodka.
Isn't all vodka not gluten-free?
No, I don't know. So that's like a real weird, like, people get really into, like, it's distilled 9 times. Shut the fuck up, okay? Like, seriously, I can't deal with you.
We're too lazy for espresso, so we have...
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, this is the one that Taylor's always told me to get. It's stock, S-T-O, with, like, a line above it, K, cold brew coffee, low and slow, 10-hour brew. No wonder, I feel like I'm having a heart attack. Jesus, almost dropped that.
Is this a brand deal?
No, I wish. Hi, stock. Do you want to stock us up? And then so you need Kahlua, Tito, vodka of some sort, and a coffee or an espresso. And then Let's get to it.
So I do a 2-to-1 ratio. So 2 Tito's, 2 coffee, 1 Kahlua. Heavy hand on the coffee, light hand on the Kahlua.
The Kahlua, I will say, I'm not going to lie, I don't mean to put you on blast like this.
No, do it.
The first day we got here, I don't remember when that was. When we got here, Taylor made espresso martinis, put way too much Kahlua. Too much Kahlua can... I was going to think of like some rhyme. I can't. Too much Kahlua will ruin the vibe. It'll ruin the vibe, okay? I just realized I'm doing this with literally one tit and a party hat.
All right, so first up is ice.
Oh, we need ice, which is... At this Airbnb, I'm sure Emily is going to talk about the ice when she's on.
Chris
has here for Emily.
Chris has a thing for the ice.
No, the ice here, we'll talk about it. Don't worry.
That's why there's none left, because Chris has been using...
Stop. Okay, okay. That's dare I say, defamation. And that's also all the ice cubes we have right now, because we have been, what? Drinking. We need the Dixie cups. So we don't also... So we're really, I feel like lately, been putting the unhinged in Unhinged with Chris Clemens. We have Dixie cups, which... What's a shot? 1.5 ounces? 1.5 ounces. These are...
More is better.
Oh, these are double shots.
Yeah.
You're killing me, son.
No. Oh, please. I don't think I was force feeding you alcohol last night, Mom. Better. All right, so we're doing 2 and 2?
2.
All right, yep. We're going to make a bunch because we're doing like, we're generous and we're givers. We're givers, yes. Katie. We have 1 3-ounce and then we've got 2 3-ounces. So together.
I said heavy hand, not that damn heavy.
It's all over the counter. I'm going to beat myself. I should have peed before.
All right, let me take over.
Yeah, okay, that's smart. All right, so we just poured two, three.
But like I said, I do a heavy hand with cold brew. I like a little bit more.
So this is why I didn't go to bed till 2 a.m. last night. Okay, so we have the we're showing you the shaker. You can't really see anything, but it's a shaker. So we've put 2 of the coffees, so now we need 2 vodkas.
Yep.
Okay, here, let's use the same shot glass. This is like the simple
we're
life.
We're so eco-friendly.
Except just the complicated life. Oh, God. Hello.
Okay. So I can do this.
We're lift it up a little so that people can see it at home.
This is vodka.
This is vodka. And wow, mix in with the cold brew. It looks like dookie water.
It looks
water.
Awful, yeah.
It looks like my toilet water this morning. I'm not kidding. Oh, my
Retweet.
God. I've had the craziest shits today. I mean, girls,
I may have puked five times this morning.
Taylor went for a run to get the hangover off, was throwing up all over the place. This Airbnb is 5 acres. Like, guys, I don't want to sound like I'm a Kardashian, because, bitch,
I visited all 5 acres.
I'm paying 2 years of taxes in a row. Scary. So I don't want it to seem like I'm flexing here. Like, I can't believe I've made it here, but Taylor did. Taylor's like, I'm just running off my hangover. I need to throw it up. And I'm like, see, that's where we're different. I usually pop a gummy and go back to bed.
Feels better after. Feels horrible in the moment.
Okay, and now we're doing one shot of Kahlua.
Like I said, a light hand on
Kahlua. A light, because really, light. You don't need that
it's
much.
It's 2-2-1, but like not exactly.
And the reason I love Taylor's espresso martinis, that's the wrong lid.
I've done that every single time this weekend.
That makes me feel like, so yeah, much I'm less cut off. Like a delinquent. Every time Taylor makes these, like, this is why I love Taylor making them, and I wanted to, like, tell the people, is because they truly taste like the most perfect black and white milkshake, but they, like, energize you. And then Taylor, the shaker here is really 50 Shades of fucked up, so we're really getting adventurous. Oh my god, Taylor, have you ever worked as a bartender?
No, but I should.
No, you, like, that's where I'm like, how did you learn all of this? I don't understand. Are there paper towel? No, okay, Chris, we're filming. No, hi, guys.
We have glasses.
We have glasses. Here, we'll just put them in margarita cups. It's not ideal. No, wait, there's tiny cups. Okay. So
ideally, you have a martini glass.
Oh, we have martini. Wait, what are you pointing at? Oh, on the glass. Yeah, you're right. On the countertop so the girls can see. Hey, girls. We're hopefully going to make the key to this. Would you say shaking is important?
Shake it like a Polaroid.
Okay, I was like, everybody,
like
I want
Taylor Swift, shake it off.
Shake it up. How many shake it references can we make? Shake it. Oh, you already did Polaroid picture. Yeah, this is usable, sadly, Emily. You don't need to talk some
sorry,
shit.
Sorry, I didn't have three hands, so Mike was down
oh,
for
I'm
a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to be holding that for you. My team was like, Chris, make sure when Taylor's making the drinks, you're holding the mic. And I was like, totally. I did it once and thought I did it.
Ideally,
and now you,
have a better shaker than this.
Yeah, ideally, you do have a better shaker. You could totally stir this as well, but you want something that'll like, oh.
Some people like it frothy.
Oh.
That's full froth.
Taylor, I almost just frothed my pans.
Some people like it with Bailey's. I prefer black. You can also do milk, oat milk, your milk of choice. But
Yeah.
It's a dollar extra for oat milk. So.
At Starbucks, it's extra for light ice, which is horseshit. I need to talk about that to the people.
That's full froth.
Oh, okay. So that's only froth. I was going to say something. Already forgot. Let's try it. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Here you go.
I'm taking the
here, Emily. Emily, I here want you the go. We're going to see how these actually turn out. Emily, get on in
Emily,
here.
Come
you're going to be here later, but
yes!
My mom is Emily's biggest fan. My mom, truly.
And Emily, is her biggest fan.
And Emily, yeah. Okay, this is Emily.
Hi, guys. Follow me on TikTok, Emily June, 5 E's at the end.
Okay.
5 E's at the end, she says.
I could piss myself behind this bar. Cheers to the best 30th Dirty 30
cheers
episode
with five
ever.
E's in the middle.
Let's see. Cheers with 5 E's in the middle, Taylor. Taylor really might be one of the funniest people. And he has like, he just, oh my God, I can't get over how funny you fucking
follow
are.
Me on youtube.com/toxicgossiptrain.
These are phenomenal. You killed it for this, bitch. Oh,
amazing.
No, this just tastes so fucking magical. And with that being said, let's get into the episode.
Get into it.
Alrighty.
Right next to
so, no, Jake. We're live. We're running.
Oh, hey, how
the
are
tape
you?
The show is live.
Hey.
Everybody. So I figured we cut. Turns out I'm fucking drunk. So I figured we'd start the episode off with Jake, who you all know and love, honestly, more than me, and that gives me a complex.
Not true.
But this is my manager, Jake. He helped create this whole podcast with me. He drove the whole crew here today.
We had a great ride.
Did you?
Yes.
Do you guys agree that it was a great ride?
It was.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
We stopped and got shakes on the way. And
you got your date shake?
I got my date shake, and it was amazing. And, you know, seeing you over the last several years, because we've known each other for a while, I have a lot of questions for you now that you've hit 30.
Well, we should have reviewed these. Okay. What's the first one, Your Honor?
I mean, so far.
Okay.
On this unhinged journey.
Okay.
How's it been so far?
Next question. I don't know. I feel like I'm at a place of really enjoying this podcast because it feels, I don't know, like purposeful or like not purposeful because that sounds so fucking stupid about something that we're like just like drunk talking into a microphone about in like some stupid like Google campus. But like, I just love what it's become. I think I really was excited a podcast and just have my point of view out there. No, not really, but just to have something that felt structured and not like what some weird creation from my mind. And I like the fact, like, I mean, we all saw, I mean, there's reviews that back this up of, there was a dark period, yes. But I think with everything I do, I always want it to be like real, not real, because that sounds so like, bleh. But like, I want it, like, I don't want to sit here and pretend that this is the best thing ever and I'm the best thing ever and I love life, because I don't think that's like the human experience at all. And so I'm really happy and proud of what it's become. I think we're kind of in a renaissance, if you will, yeah, of this podcast where, like, you know, we were with a partner, quote unquote, who was like literally like my father in terms of partner, aka deadbeat, and they didn't really do much. And the fact that I own all the gear and I pay everybody here, and I feel real, like we're really on, and it's weird because I feel like we almost regressed in this, whereas like we had people paying the rates that were doable and getting like, just there's so much shit behind the scenes, I hate that fucking phrase.
But there's a learning curve.
There's a learning curve of doing this completely independently. And for us doing this independently for like now, I think this might be like the fifth episode, I think is really, I feel a lot of purpose with it in that like I have a whole built out studio in my basement. I have the team that is knowledgeable and resourceful, and I really think that this is actually the start of Unhinged, even though it's been 100 and something episodes. Like, this really does feel like the beginning of it. And I'm really,
it's good.
Yeah, I'm just excited. I feel like there was a big fucking learning curve, and it's embarrassing, honestly. I feel embarrassed to have that learning curve be in front of so many people, and the fact that so many people saw me in such a low place and things like that, I think is uncomfortable. But I love that it's documented, it's here, it's just, it is what it is. Like, I'm never trying to, I don't know. I think life is complicated, and to make people feel seen and heard is major. And to show that it's not like, yeah, like this is a big high, but you guys have also seen the big lows. And I don't know. I used to hate the podcast and want to quit it. And sometimes I still say that in meetings, but
yes.
Okay. You didn't need to confirm it that fast, but I don't know. I think it's cool to be able to show, I feel like a very real person, not like I'm real and I show it, but like, I had a normal upbringing. I wasn't like a weird Nepo baby. I didn't like, wasn't a child star. Like, I just stumbled into all of this and I'm figuring it out in front of people. And I think it's just cool to do that. I don't know.
I've never said this to you directly, but this is when we first met.
Oh God.
I remember we met I thought, when I was at NBC Universal, I would have loved to have cast that guy.
Wait,
show.
You dropped that name, NBC Universal. He just got it. That's the kind of delay I'm on. Holy shit. I'm in NBC Universal.
Well, back then, Chris. But no, I said, hey, this is somebody I would have loved to have produced. Like, I would have loved to have been in the director's chair and actually working with this talent.
And instead, you're in the fucking guest chair. So look how that turned out.
I'm still in a chair. But what I noticed was that you were more than I think you realized at the time. So I saw the stand-up that you became, and I see the actor that you will become, I think.
Oh, God. No. I would like to preface. I love that support. No, I love that support. Yes. No. I'm not being a bitch. A lot of people think I'm mean to Jake. Jake really is. No. Right. Okay, thank you, Peanut Gallery. Although one of you is a fucking allergic to peanuts, so. No, but I think a lot of people think that I'm mean to you when it's in reality, I've always really felt a level of like inferiority with management. And like, I'm a people pleaser out truly to like the end of time. I just want everyone to be happy and I never want to cause conflict. And a lot of you guys say that I'm really mean to Jake, but it's like, this feels like one of the first actual business relationships I have where I feel that I can just absolutely be 100% unfiltered and like straight up. And it's like, we can have butting heads and you can be like, Chris, you know what? I'm dealing with shit. I don't need this right now. And I'm like, okay, got it. Totally heard you. But like, I think that like a lot of people don't see that on this. They see me being like, okay, Jake, you're talking a lot, but it's like, because this is on 100 with Chris Clemens, not 100 with Jake Wachtel.
I do talk a lot.
But I just, true. You do, okay, thank you. Oh my God, this recording. God.
But not on the podcast, but I do talk a lot.
Do you guys think Jake talks on the podcast? The silence. Sam going. Drake is a great talker. Jake is a great talker. I do want to clarify that though, because I do have a lot of love and so much respect for Jake, for everything. It's just, this is really
exciting.
There's something really nice about being able to speak so openly, honestly, sometimes maybe too much, but oopsies. I don't know. I feel like that a lot of people see that as really like belittling or mean or whatever. And like, we're working on it. Like anything in life, it's a learning curve. You like learn what's too much and you rein it in the next time. And so I just feel really lucky that you provide a space where it's like, I feel like I can be like, I'm dissatisfied. I'm unhappy. And you're like, maybe I've created too much of a safe space because the way I call you sometimes and you're just, I can tell you on the 3-hour delay are like, fuck, this is how today's going to go. But I do want to make it clear that I find that really special that I'm able to do that with you. Like even when I'm yelling at you or like, not yelling. I don't think I really yell.
You and I have a raw honesty.
I'm like, when I'm being like blunt with you, I really am saying it while also thinking like, I feel so lucky that I have this business relationship that I can feel comfortable to do this. And maybe sometimes again, it's too comfortable, but I don't know.
I think at the end of the day, you and I actually respect and care about each other.
Agreed.
And I think that's the key to any sort of relationship. And there are times when you and I have real, raw, honest conversations about things because we actually care about each other.
Yeah.
You know,
I want everyone to win. I want everyone around me. Yeah. I want to bring on as many of these fucking freaks in this house as possible because to me, when you can spread like the wealth amongst everyone around you and bring everyone else up with you and do all that, to me is the goal. Like that to me is the ultimate dream of, is someone here? Oh, you look behind me and I was like, is this where we get axe murdered in this sexy little house of ours? That's very much my MO. And it's like a lot of times it can be intense or there could be other things that have happened behind the scenes that maybe make it on the camera of residual feelings, but it's just truly because I want this to be as big and successful and I want everyone around me just to be okay and comfortable and not only comfortable, like I want everyone to fucking live this life that I've somehow fucking fallen into.
And it's not just an easy life though. It's a hard life. There are a lot of responsibilities.
Oh, it's
and
you, awful.
and you actually coming out and talking about how you're not feeling well and you're feeling down and you're frustrated and things like that. I think a lot more people, if they were open about how they were feeling, they would ultimately feel a lot better.
Totally.
You not hiding behind things and being upfront and raw and unhinged actually, I think, is helpful. And I hope it's helpful to people who are watching the podcast, you know, and I hope it's helpful to you. You know, there's a long vision. I have a kind of a vision of what I see.
My vision is actually getting weaker. Like I can see less and less each day, but I feel okay about that because, girl, I've seen enough. It's been 3 decades of this shit. I have seen enough. Alrighty. Okay. So I think that this has started off with a very serious tone. I love the gallon of drink I just saw my friend leave the house with. I don't know what that is, but I love that for you, girl. We are going to bring in someone else next. Thank you, Jake, for sitting
down.
Thank
you, Chris.
I love you. You know
that. Happy birthday.
Thank you. 30. Oh, I thought that was a high five. Thank you. I'm not getting up. I'm very much staying still. My mom is here in the hot seat now. I have known her officially for 30 years and 9 months.
No, 30 years and like...
9 months.
No, like 8 hours.
No, but I was in you.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't know me.
I heard your voice. Isn't that scientific?
Yeah, but you showed no signs of recognition.
I didn't punch?
No, like when
I didn't kick.
When David was born, he, like the minute I opened my voice, he went,
bring that closer.
It's the only time in his life he ever listened to my voice. That's why I keep that photo of him and me in profile, like 30 seconds after he was born. He's locked on my eyes.
No, it's like a pretty haunting photo, but we're not here to talk about my siblings. This is my moment.
And kind of, I thought I would throw that in there just to
I love
water.
That. No, I love, yeah, no, I love that. It. What are you drinking?
Aperol Spritz, courtesy of Mixmaster Taylor.
Oh my God, Taylor is just that girl. I bet it's amazing. Can I try it? Thank you.
Sure. It's very good.
Ooh. Ooh. There's something in there.
I think
it's alcohol. Now, Mom, how have you been being with all my friends? This is, by the way, the first time that I really wanted my family to mix with my friends. Not that I live two separate lives, but I just feel like with my family, I'm like a different Chris. And then with, no, this sounds bad, but just like with my friends, I'm
really true.
But with my friends, I'm much more like loosey goosey, like whatever, like
you're
out there,
whatever in the family.
I'm out there in the family. I'm whatever, but it's, I feel like a toned down version. How has it been being with all of my friends? And cause you know, a few people, obviously, from like high school and like a little college.
Yep.
But even like Morgan, you just met on this trip, which is crazy to me.
So being like a real like, kind of lifelong student, I was like cramming for this trip before the trip.
Like, no, she really was like the PR person who's I'm approaching you now is Queen Elizabeth. She is reigning in England and she's about to die. She has a corgi.
Who's this one again? What's this one? And then I'm like, I forget this one. And then
I'm like, oh, Chris, is it weird if I talk to this one about this? And I'm like, no, Mom, go for it.
So I'm a people person and I love people's journeys. And I feel sometimes like maybe I come on too hot, like, oh my God, how'd you get into that? Whatever. And it feels nosy. But so I really enjoyed meeting the people I didn't know. And I wish I had my phone here. Maybe I could reach for it. So one of my sisters texted me and said like, okay, look, how are you doing on this trip? And I was like, oh my God, like, first of all, let me just say,
I was voted out first from elimination flip cup.
Like, I'm honestly a little okay at drinking games, which...
No, a little okay. Rewind. When I was in college and my older brother had just graduated college, he went to like a real college where he like had frats and like drinking games and shit. I went to NYU, which I just had a fake ID at 18. My mom, one Mother's Day... When I was of legal drinking age and my older brother was out of college, my mom smoked our ass in beer pong. So I told everybody here, I was like, do not underestimate the queen.
Yeah, like, but I don't play beer pong anymore because I would like my record of dominance over my children to stand. So I don't play beer pong.
So my mom literally was voted off second yesterday in elimination flip cup because... Yeah. She was so fucking good. She would sit there, drink the cup, hold it on the table, and wait like 3 seconds, and then would use one of her hands was just fully behind her back. She was like using one arm only. She drank it, set the cup down, and then flipped it. And literally, like 100% of the flips, she hit. And she got voted off. It's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah. But like back to the people, maybe, everyone is awesome.
Sorry. I'm just like bragging about my mom being a drinking aficionado
and I'm kind of loving that. But then I'm also thinking like, oh my God, what if anyone from work sees this? Like, oh my God. Anyway,
they'll think you're fucking cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird.
Promotion.
Give my mom
a promotion, doll.
But it's like, okay. Like I started drinking at 9 o'clock yesterday morning with everybody else. And like, I didn't die. And yeah.
No, okay. The first night you did get here and you went a little hard. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, while Chris was still walking the grounds, I had already had a
walking
couple of drinks.
Walking the grounds. Bye, 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 bye,
so
bye,
I definitely
bye.
Had a head start. And okay. I've been metering my energy. I've gotten good night's sleeps. And
the
yeah.
sleeps here are phenomenal. I don't yeah. know what's going on, but these beds, at first, when I laid on them, hard as rock.
Beds,
I have never slept.
Everyone is so intoxicated. There's
I
no
have never
issue
slept so
sleeping.
Fucking good in my life. I'm like, I'm about to get a fucking brick as a bed because, wow. What is, in the 30 years of things, of
God.
Me being alive, what's the worst thing I've done? And what is like the thing you're most proud of? I want to know that.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is, you know me, I'm...
You can throw me under the bus. I'm asking for it.
I'm very analytical. I'm a deep thinker. I like to think things through. So you're asking me to respond immediately. I
just take a breath.
Like when I go to buy a car, I say like, you can talk to me, but like, I'm not buying a car tonight. So if that pisses you off, whatever.
Meanwhile, I'm like, what cars do you have in stock and which one isn't the biggest piece
yeah,
of shit?
Yeah. yeah. So given that kind of little proviso, I would say I'm very proud of...
Are we going to get tears? Mom.
Probably.
Oh, Mom.
Probably your relationship with Nana.
Oh.
My mom. Okay.
I love her. I loved her. I love her.
I mentioned this earlier today to somebody. The only time I think I'm aware that you lied to me.
Governor school?
Yeah. I don't feel like talking through
that. I think we've talked about
it,
this.
It impacts school in a million
All right.
Years,
the so too yeah. long didn't read of this is I went to this like not gifted program because it really wasn't. No, I know you're going to say it was. It wasn't.
No, I'm not going to say
it was like this thing for... It was this thing for high school students.
You were somewhere where you were supposed to be at a play, and instead you were ball boying for...
Andy Roddick, my Andy lifelong Roddick. Tennis idol.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
I'm sorry. I'm from Delaware. There was no fame. There were no famous people. Like the people I idolized were always just like in magazines, pictures, and online. Andy fucking Roddick, after I was a ball kid for so many summers, and like was a ball kid for Serena Williams and Venus Williams and Roger Federer, or no, Andre Agassi. Not Roger Federer. That would be sick. But like Andy Roddick finally was on the summer schedule. And I was at this stupid fucking like, it was like each high school could nominate someone for like academics, arts, theater, all this different stuff. I got nominated for theater to go to this 1 week long. You stay at the college in town and you take like intensive theater classes in my case. And we were supposed to go on a field trip for some stupid fucking play in Pennsylvania, and not even Philly, just like random Pennsylvania. And no offense, what show is really going to blow my top off in random Pennsylvania? I was like, Andy Roddick is in a different part of Pennsylvania, and that's where I want to be. So I told my mom the field trip got canceled, and she picked me up, wrote the note to get me. I never was this kid that was like... Okay, maybe I was like a few times, but I ended up was being a ball kid for Andy Roddick, and that to me was so major. And then at the end of the week, there was like a closing ceremonies, and each department talked about like their week in review, and it was revealed while I was standing on stage in front of every parent that the play did happen and wasn't canceled, and that I had lied to my mom. And I still stand by that. I know I hate how much that like cracked you a little like that did. I hated that. I really did. But I still would do it again because like that, I know my life and where I want to go. And that to me felt very more constructive and productive than some random hokey pokey play.
Yeah.
So I knew you were going to fucking bring that up. I honestly, it was either that or me keying your car with a rock.
You were 2 years old or four.
I still was old enough to know what I was
that
doing.
That said more about my friends than it did about you. So that,
oop. Yeah. Oop, and we'll leave it there. We're going to go get our next guest, and then we'll be right back.
Over and out.
Now, before we carry on with the rest of this episode, I would like to thank the sponsor, which is Helix Sleep. If you guys do not know, Helix is a premium mattress in a box company that takes all of your unique needs
and wants in a mattress and ships it right to your door. Now, as a lot of you guys may know, because we've worked together a bunch, I love Helix mattresses. I have one in every part of my house. I have a new place in Los Angeles, and I am getting one for here. I've had mine for like 3+ years, and I just continue to love it. It's still, I miss it right now. Now, of course, the Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So there is bound to be something that will work for you. Now, you might be wondering how you will know which mattress is right for you, and that is through the Helix Sleep Quiz, which is a super quick and easy assessment on what you are looking for in a mattress. So when I took the Helix Sleep Quiz, I said what mattress size I was looking for, that I like a medium firmness, I'm a side sleeper, and they matched me up with the Helix Midnight Luxe, and it is once again just been a dream, no pun intended. And if you're wondering about ordering a mattress through the internet, have no fear, because Helix offers a 100-night risk-free trial for you to try out your new Helix mattress, see how your body adjusts, and if you decide it's not the best fit, you are welcome to return it for a full refund. And plus, Helix mattresses are American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And remember, you get to try it out risk-free for 100 nights. And if you don't love it, I know you will, but if you don't, they will pick it up for you and give you a full refund. Now, if you're interested, Helix is hooking up our Unhinged listeners and is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. So go to helixsleep.com/unhinged. That is helixsleep.com/unhinged for up to $350 off all mattress orders. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. So head on over to helixsleep.com/unhinged. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Let's get back to the party.
Two lines. Oh, I'm fully fired up. I think we're going to do dinner here. Oh, okay. I'm so glad that everyone's on this wavelength. Hi, my name is Chris, and I'm holding a pref conference. A pref conference. My name is Chris, and I'm drunk. I'm talking into both lines of telecommunication. 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 While we're waiting for a guest, this might not even make it, but other people who share my birthday. Kevin Jonas. George Bush. Chris Jenner. Respect. And then Chris Clemens. And Tilda Swinton. Tilda Swinton?
May I?
Oh. I don't know. I literally have not seen one thing about her lately where I've been like, is she alive? Okay, Tilda Swinton's alive, guys, and Lexi Lombard is here.
Hi.
Are you our first returning guest? Is she our first returning guest? No. Okay. So, well, shit. Look at how my memory has aged in 30 years. How are you, Lex?
I'm good. I'm just thinking about Eva Longoria, Andrew Jackson, St. Nicholas, and Lil Dicky that all share my birthday.
Wait, run through that again. I was like really wondering how all these names like related, and now I'm like, wait, who? Eva Longoria.
Lil Dicky.
I don't remember anymore.
St. Nicholas.
Like Santa?
Yeah.
Like, ho, 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 bitch.
Yeah.
Are you born on Christmas?
No.
Oh.
St. Nicholas is a Pisces.
I thought that bitch was a Pisces.
And Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson.
Wait, he's on like the 20, 50, 100. No, that's Benji. Who's on the, he's on the 20.
Is he on the 20?
I think Andrew Jackson's on the 20. I got that so fucking correct. I'm a student of life. Mm. Cheers.
What are you drinking?
Who's your favorite person you share a birthday with? I'm drinking an espresso martini from earlier.
St. Nicholas.
Wait, who has his birth certificate? What's, like, is that real? I thought, honestly.
You know where he's
I
on?
Know I got confirmed and my name was St. Nicholas. Like, I chose St. Nicholas as my patron saint or whatever. My Patreon saint. I'm my own Patreon saint. Patreon.com/Chris Clemens. But I didn't realize he was, like, I guess a real person. So we don't have to dive into theology. Like, I'm really not looking to. I guess I never.
But if you go onto famousbirthdays.com.
Famous Birthdays has fucking St. Nicholas.
March 15th. Look it up.
That's iconic. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's iconic. Anyways, how are you enjoying the weekend?
I'm so drunk.
No. I would just like to say I've encouraged everyone to get drunk. I didn't force people to get drunk. Like,
no, totally.
It does sound like a, how's the weekend? I'm so fucking drunk, Chris. Let me be.
I lost a couple drinking games, but did you really lose? you know?
I feel like even when you lose, you win. We just cheered like for our third time. And I think that was a really notable piece of advice. I think both of us. And that's a wrap. Thank you guys so much.
Do I get to interview you?
Yeah. What do you want to ask me?
What's your Roman Empire?
Ugh, I gotta be real. I fucking hate this trend.
All right.
My Roman Empire, though, really is like in the Nicki Minaj Spider-Verse of like, you wore a jean vest, please. Like, I don't know. I said it in a drinking video, I think, that I just put on my channel of like Halloween cocktails where I referenced this and told people to go fucking look at it and then come back and you'll be a different person. Oh, no. Maybe it was, I don't remember. It was in a recent video. And I talked about the Nicki Minaj. You wore a jean vest, please. And that really is up there with my Roman Empire. I think this is like where I feel insecure as a person. I don't like think about a lot of shit. Like I think about like my own stuff. I overthink about my own life.
Your Roman Empire can be personal, but I'm willing to move on to the next question.
Okay, sure. What's the next question? You're like, this isn't making great content. So, Chris, I'm going to help you move on. And thank
Here's
you for
that.
Here's
the next question. Okay?
Also, guys, listen to fucking the @Lexi podcast because you really do know what you're doing. And I just love you as a person I love you as a person, but you really have such a unique perspective. I could be having the worst fucking day. And you have such a lightness and an energy to you that just makes the world better. Feel better. Like I'm not bullshitting you. Like you really have a presence that feels so comforting and caring.
That's so
and
kind.
Like I just anyways. Where did we meet?
We met on the internet.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Technically I first met you though at Playlist Live. You were sharing a room with I think someone's manager and we went to
I don't even remember this.
Or someone that I knew and I went into their hotel room and you were editing a video on your bed. And then I said, hi, I'm Lexi. And you're like, hi, I'm Chris. And then I watched your videos. I was like, whoa, he's so cool.
Did you think I was hot?
So hot.
Really?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's fair. Emily just asked, did you think he was hot? Yeah, I don't. It's weird. A lot of the people I'm closest to, I don't know how we met.
It was also a slow burn. Like, I don't think a lot of my friendships are like these initial first impression, so
I don't
memorable.
Think it's that black and
it's
white.
All of a sudden where I'm like, oh my God, I can't imagine my life without this person. I don't really remember where it began.
Exactly. And like, I've had so many friends just be like, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm like, thank you for being in my life and like making me want to invite you. Wow, I just saw you close the door on your dog and that was crazy.
Quincy Fox.
You said, hey babe, listen, boundaries.
Quincy.
Oh my God, she's so little and helpless. You're going to see this little puppy we're going to see later. Oh, we're going to see her right now. Quinn's like, where's my mom? This is Quincy Fox. She is Katya Temkin's dog, who you will be seeing a little bit later. I love when oh my God, she's like, what's that microphone
say
smell like?
YouTube.com/Chris.
YouTube.com/Chris.
Unhinged.
Is that alcohol? No, it's water.
I'm giving her vodka.
You're like, here's vodka, Quinny Quinn.
She's on the 30 dirty trip too.
Honestly, you did that to me. So, or no, not you, but you being the metaphorical, someone at this party has just handed me drinks and be like, drink, Chris. And I'm like, so true. What else do you have to ask?
Oh, so many things.
Oh, what? Let's do one more. The ASMR of the dog drinking water is crazy. No, I love. And I'm like, okay, and now it's just me talking with myself. Goodbye, Quinny Quinny. Enjoy the sun.
Thank you, Quincy Fox.
We love you, Quincy Fox. What else do you want to ask?
Okay, here's the scenario.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
You are driving up the coast.
We're of California.
On, yeah.
Okay.
10 hours in the car. Okay. 5-seater. We'll say it's a Honda Civic.
Okay. I came here in a Honda Civic. So
okay, so you
familiar.
Know the vibes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's 5 seats.
Yeah.
Who's in them? Where are they sitting?
Anybody in my life or like if I'm like in Los Angeles?
People you know, people you
don't
know.
Oh my God, you're asking me for my fucking MySpace top 8. Like, shoot me in the throat.
No, it could be maybe Barack Obama's in your car.
Oh, okay. It could be just like really out there. One, my mom. Duh.
Where's she sitting? Is she driving?
I would probably make my mom drive. I'm sorry, you're a very safe
Angela.
Driver. No, Angela whips the car. She knows how to drive safely. She can still drive fast. Like, she has like the perfect combination of all driving styles.
Like, are you shotgun or are you in the back seat?
I'm shotgun for sure because I like having my like little like first class pod.
So what A-list celebrity?
So what three bitches are in the back seat? Okay, I think my dog Booger is one of those seats. So sorry. So I need two other people.
Is he left back? Is she? I'm so sorry.
Booger's in the center because she doesn't have feet that hit the console. Totally. She's like laying straight. And then two other people. Whew, shit. We're going up the coast of California. Who would really appreciate that? My mom, Booger, and me is three seats. Okay, I just gotta think of two more people. I'm like trying to find the easiest way out. I'm like, I almost want to be like Taylor because he can make us drinks, but that's fucking crazy on like the road in a Honda Civic. Oh yeah, I guess I do have two siblings that I could throw in the car. But they didn't want to come here, so like, what are we doing? I would say Hillary Duff, just because I feel like we have a lot to talk
about. That's the answer. What? Hey, Hillary.
So, when I was in, the reason I became obsessed with you is that I was brushing my teeth while my brothers were in our shared bedroom of three boys. And on WSTW, So Yesterday was playing, and I was thinking, what a stupid song. And then at the end, the song ends.
What a stupid
song. So Yesterday isn't my fave. I'm just going to say it. And I think.
The bird that's already flown away.
The song ends with, I'm going to be okay. And okay. I remember. No. It just ends with, I'm going to be okay. And I remember brushing my teeth thinking, that girl's going to be okay. It's like literally deranged. It's deranged. I know exactly the radio clock it was coming out of. It was silver with black on the bottom. It had green numbers. And I just remember thinking, she's going to be okay. I love this girl. Who is this? And then that's how my obsession with Hillary Duff started.
It was pre-Lizzie McGuire? I mean, post-Lizzie McGuire?
Post-Lizzie McGuire. And then I backtracked and I always watched Lizzie McGuire, but I don't think I associated Hillary Duff, Lizzie McGuire with I'm gonna be okay. Hillary Duff.
Lizzie were different.
Yeah,
too.
Like to me, Lizzie McGuire
Which
was
they
Lizzie
are different.
They are. But so that's.
So is she right back or left back?
She'd be left back, so I could turn and look at her.
Totally.
Yeah, you got the vibes. And then, I would really like. I would say like Snoop Dogg. He could roll. He could keep the fucking plants a rolling, baby.
I think Hillary and Snoop would get along.
Oh my God, and Booger in the center. Mom, how you feel about that? Good? Thumbs up?
Hillary was always going to be my daughter.
Yeah, my mom does refer to Hillary Duff as who she thought her daughter-in-law would be because of, like, that's how obsessed I was. And she is on her second marriage and not leaving anytime soon. So, Mom, I don't think it's going to happen. But that is who my road trip would be.
Thank you, Chris.
No. It's a Polaroid. It's a real Polaroid. No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I said the same thing. It's a real photo. Anyways, thank you so much, Lexi.
Thank you. That's all I have for you.
I love that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for being here. I literally feel so honored to know you and to have you in my life and just, I love you. Anyways, go check out the @Lexi podcast. Woo!
Thank you.
Next up we have,
like drunk looking. I'm sorry if I like.
We're all
too
drunk.
No, we're all drunk. That's the name of the game. That's why I had them come at the time they did, so we'd be a little toasted.
But like, be graceful in the comments.
If people are mean in the fucking comments, eat a dick and live a life.
Sorry,
okay.
For celebrating.
Bye. You wore a jean vest, please. Next up, we have Emily.
Hi.
I always want to call you Emily June.
You can.
Is that
Angela
weird,
calls
though?
Me Emily June, right, Angela?
Emily June. She is my new bestie.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, my.
Mm-hmm. That's
my
everybody
mom,
right after they meet me.
So I started a group chat with everybody that was coming to the shindig. And I was like, Mom, do you want to be in it? And she was like, why wouldn't I be in it? And I was like, so true. So I put, listen, I'm respectful with group chats. I feel like group chats can be so fucking annoying to be
in. Yeah, me and Angela are blowing that shit
up. No, and you guys are literally like pen pals in the group chat.
Yeah.
I didn't expect.
Calling shit at me.
Who? No one was calling shit on you, Mom. And I was like, babe, Angela's in the car
babe,
with
Angela's
us.
Babe, Angela's here. You're the one that's not here.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Anyways, I'm so happy that Emily's here. I just love that all of my friends from different corners of my life are coming together, and like the fact that you like bond with my mom so much, like my mom and Emily truly are like best friends at this point. Mm-hmm. We met, we don't know we where
don't
we
know.
Met.
We don't
We
know.
Just know it was through the
we
internet.
We literally have no idea how we met.
But Emily is one of the most special people I know. She is one of one, 100% of the time. She, you
Crispy, are, no, so are you.
No, I need to think of a better nickname than Emmy, because you call me Crispy and it makes me truly feel so happy because you're the only person who calls me that.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
I just, you really are one of those people that, I mean, I'll be totally honest. Sometimes I don't have the energy to be on your level.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I always have. I feel like I have the best times
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I always have always, the best time of my life
you
with
always
you.
Just make things so good and lighthearted and fun and like, also real. I don't know. I really value you as a person. I don't know how we fucking met.
Yeah, how'd we meet?
I mean, through the internet, but I just remember
maybe
like,
a Playlist Live?
I mean, everything fucking comes back to Playlist Live, which
we
I hate
know.
Giving them this much
like
free promo
year?
For never getting paid from them.
Would you say it was like 2015, 2016?
No, it was definitely before 2016, because remember you had like a blog and I was taking your blogger photos.
Yes, and that
and
was
like,
2016.
I know. Like,
oh, we've known
each other
for
and like
a while.
BeautyCon, that like yeah. weird Soho photo shoot we had.
Yeah.
With like
Chris and I have had a lot of embarrassing moments together. So that's kind of what I wanted to make my question about.
Oh, she's diving right in. Okay. I didn't realize we were in the pool.
For one person, like, I don't think I know anybody else that's had as much embarrassing experiences with celebrities. So I want us to go over our top three for you.
Fuck. Okay. What are they? What's number one? No, let's start with three. Okay. TRL countdown.
What's your number three?
No, what do you have as number three for me?
Okay, number three, I would say ASAP Rocky. So
no! All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, I accidentally manifested ASAP Rocky.
And the worst part is I have a photo to prove this. Like,
yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I will never fucking comedians I know make up stories to do da 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 da.
This is
I
real.
Will never have to fucking make up a story because they are all just so blood curdling, mortifying. Oh my God.
Where did we even start that night? I don't know, but it ended
I don't know.
With
there was a milk makeup party that we got invited
milk.
To.
Sorry, milk. We definitely
when we
ourselves.
Lived in New York in 2015, 2016, milk makeup was what? Just starting out
yeah,
and really gaining traction,
like
I
a
would
year
say.
In. Mm-hmm.
And so Milk obviously is a production company and they have studios, Milk Studios. So they had like events like this. Being in New York is like an early influencer. This was like such a thing. But like Milk Studios would always have events and parties for Milk makeup. This one night, I don't even like. I don't
yeah,
even.
Where
think,
did we start the night? Because the
I
mindset,
girl, you think I know where we started the night?
The mindset we were in was not in any position to be at any sort of like networking.
No, we shouldn't.
Brand event.
We shouldn't have been able to be out of handcuffs that night.
What did we drink?
I don't. If you think I know what I fucking drank. You are on something else that you've drank. Like,
yeah.
I have no idea. All I remember is it being in this fucking giant, like, studio.
No, it was small.
No,
it was,
but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, the address was the Milk Studios address, but it was in some, like, little storage dungeon,
yeah,
cellar.
Yeah, through a storage unit.
It was like an underground kind of, it honestly felt like a small Brooklyn warehouse vibe. Like, very compact, very low ceiling, very industrial. And I don't even remember, I mean, there must have been because you said, before we got there, ASAP Rocky doesn't take pictures with fans. So, like, I don't remember it, like, being labeled as, like, an ASAP Rocky party.
Yeah, but he like, definitely rolled in.
He rolled in, and, like, that was maybe, oh, was it, I don't know. Anyways, she was like, Chris, ASAP Rocky does not take pictures, like, don't even ask, etc. So, we are chilling in this thing. It's maybe, what, less than 100 people in this
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, it was tiny.
It was tiny. I have pictures of ASAP Rocky. I was standing from closer than these cameras to ASAP Rocky DJing at a booth. He was, like, on this, like, half, like, maybe 1 foot stage
phone
off
up.
The ground.
ASAP Rocky here, Chris's phone.
I'll send
right
you the pictures,
here.
Justin. Don't you worry. Oh, they're sadly all there. And I'm just taking pictures of ASAP, and all of a sudden he's like, all right, this is like my last song. There was some reason that we knew he was leaving. So I walked to the hallway that was like he had to walk through to exit. And he's leaving, and I stick out my phone to take a selfie, and his security guard comes and pushes my arm down. The picture is of me and ASAP blurry with the security guard's arm reaching towards the camera. It is, and Emily afterwards looks at me and goes, Chris, what the fuck did I tell you?
But also mid-performance, like the ASAP squad was all performing and they went to pour champagne in like the girl's mouth standing in the front. And I was like, I could totally do this. So I like open my mouth and like it's ASAP Rocky and one other ASAP guy here. And they miss and they get my eyes. And I, full Helen Keller in that. Like, I was like, no, I cannot see. I also lost my hearing because I was so scared. I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to see again. Like, that hurt. Like, they poured the whole champagne bottle in my eyes. ASAP Rocky had to throw me a rag.
That is true.
And this is not the first time we embarrass ourselves in front of Milk Makeup. We were like, we're sorry. Like the last time we were together, we blacked out and ended up in a van.
We're going to quickly tell this story.
Yeah.
Okay. Emily, this is one of the most major memories of my life. Emily is big in makeup and stuff. So Milk Makeup. Well, I still think you are. You've got your skincare brand. Shut up, please.
Thanks.
You're welcome. She invited me. She goes, Milk Makeup is having an event in the Hamptons or in Montauk. And I have a plus one. Come with me. And I was like, sure. I've always heard of these Hamptons. Have no idea what they're about. Once again, the too long didn't read. We get in a Milk Makeup van for 2.5 hours.
There's GoPros, by the way.
Oh, my God. This whole...
This one...
Every car ride to and from is recorded. There's this footage.
My plus one is yapping away in the middle seat the whole
talking
ride to Montauk.
Shit in the front row of the Sprinter van. There's like 3 or 4 rows. I can't fully... There's like the driver's seat and then 3 or 4 rows. We're in the front row of like the passengers. We are talking shit. We're stuck in traffic. We're like, fuck all this. And then we keep looking up and be like... Oh my God, there's fucking GoPros.
Whole time.
And the whole time, they're blinking red. It's like what we're looking at right now. It's horrifying. We get to the Surf Lodge in Montauk. There's like, they didn't rent it out, but it felt rented out in my memory. We are, like, the sun is setting. Oh, we got tacos and watermelon
margaritas.
That's where I fell in love with
water. Oh, I've never had a margarita like that.
No, me neither. The watermelon margaritas.
It was light to dark, like one sip.
No, yeah.
We were lights out.
It got dark in one sip.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I fell in love with watermelon margaritas, and tried to recreate them forever. I made some, like, 2 days ago, and that is because I knew of those. Truly.
It, yeah.
Anyways. We, like, I guess got overserved maybe at lunch, dinner. We go to the Surf Lodge. The sun is setting. There's no one really there except us. Getty Images is taking
Getty
our photos.
Getty Images was there.
We were like, oh, wow. I'm in some horrific ASOS, like, Topshop outfit that I thought was like, this looks presentable to Milk. There are packs of cigarettes on every like little beach table.
We chain smoked.
Oh, we chain smoked.
It was like the 1920s. Like we didn't even know cigarettes were bad. Like
no, we were like,
I've never smoked a cigarette before that.
We are the children of big tobacco.
Milk Makeup was like, you guys want to put on highlighter and get a video? We're like,
and I was like, back off. I'm trying to inhale my oxygen. So we are just chain smoking out of just boredom. I don't even fucking smoke cigarettes at this point. Like I truly am like still in college. No, freshly out of college. Oh, I guess I had smoked a cigarette or two. I just never like this before.
We were so unfamiliar with cigarettes that I started smoking and walked around inside the Surf Lodge restaurant. So now we're walking around.
We're walking smoking indoors.
And I'm like, what are you eating? Inside a restaurant in 2018?
Too recent.
Too soon.
Anyways, we saw Simon Huck, who's like part of the Kardashian clan.
Yeah.
He took selfies
that
on his phone.
Celebrity.
No, he took selfies on his phone and airdropped them to us. I have the screenshot of the airdrop. And we're fucked up. Then we went inside and then almost got kicked out for smoking inside the Surf Lodge.
And it was a violent conversation between the owner of Surf Lodge and the owner of Milk Makeup over us chain smoking. And we were like,
I didn't know that. And I would like to not know that.
It was
bad.
But
the major thing on the ride home is the ride home where I was so we get in the same spots we were on the van. I was so drunk and had also smoked approximately 26 cigarettes. In the span of 4 hours, I felt, motherfucker, I'm ill. I am sitting there. We barely drive out of the venue's driveway. And I'm like, and Emily was like, Chris, you really can't embarrass me on this trip. That is one thing I remember.
Yeah,
you were like, Chris,
keep
this
it
is milk.
Together.
Yeah, this.
I want to have a good relationship.
No, before
with milk.
We even left, you were like, but we have to be okay. Like, this is milk. I want a good relationship. So this whole time, I'm like, I'm a little church boy. Bring me little water now. Like, fully, that's my vibe. On the way home, I'm like, holy shit. Not only am I about to vomit, I have the entire tobacco industry inside of my body. And also, the GoPro cameras are blinking red. They are live in action. The fact that this exists on a hard drive somewhere is horrific. We leave the driveway and I'm like, Emily, I love you. I'm going to go lay down in the trunk. I hop over three rows of Sprinter van benches.
We're in a milk like camera equipment.
No, the truck says milk on it.
Equipment.
Like, no, not even equipment. Milk. It's the white ones with the black. Like, it's just their fucking trucks.
You went to the area where they store like poles.
Yes, exactly. I climb over like three or four benches of drunk bitches all on the same ride home. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to lay in the trunk. I just need to be horizontal. I had no idea how fucking rocky and bumpy and pothole filled the Long Island Expressway is.
Oh,
because I am sitting. No, not sitting. I am fucking whore. I put the whore in horizontal, okay? I am in the trunk of this milk makeup van, which is metal.
Metal.
Every pothole we hit, my body levitated and slammed into the fucking thing. I thought I truly was like, this is it.
And I joined you.
And you joined me.
And I had bruised ribs.
I
and the milk girls were like, okay, guys, like we're going to stop at Burger King on the way home. Does anyone want anything? And I happened to still be in the front
of
the van. I was in the front of the van still. And all of a sudden I hear.
and white milkshake.
Black and white milkshake. I was like. Yeah, I think my friend wants a black and white milkshake.
Fries! Play a first aid kit! I mean, like, I'm in the trunk, truly. Like,
screaming.
I feel like Jesus on the cross. I've got, like, stigmata right now. And I'm like, please, bitch, just give me anything. The amount of brain damage I received on that van ride.
Quick, last detail. It was, like, 3 hours to get back to New York. And I get to my apartment on the Upper East Side. Chris has to go to Hell's Kitchen. And I'm like, finally in bed. I'm like, that was the worst fucking day.
And I go, Emily, you have my keys. Emily had my apartment keys in her bag. So she was in bed. And I said, can you please, I'm calling you an Uber, come here. And you came and brought me my keys.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, I think, is the most...
solidified us.
I think that, but also I think that's the most us story...
ever.
...that we'll ever have.
We like, tried to keep it together.
We've gotten the trauma out of the way. Now we're just living
I
large.
Love you.
I love you so much. Thank you so much.
I don't have any more embarrassing celebrity stories, but
no,
whoever,
no, no, we're
whoever
good.
Else
no,
comes
cut
on,
mic, cut
please
the mic,
ask
cut some,
them, okay?
No, okay.
Emma Watson.
No, shut
Ryan
the fuck...
Ryan Seacrest.
Shut up. Whoa. Cut the mic, Dennis.
Love you.
Thank you, Emily.
Love you so much. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Go get someone to bring in. Go bring someone in. We'll do like three more people. Rebecca.
I'm sober. But I will put these on.
No, I love you. I'm proud of you.
I don't drink in the daytime.
No, and I respect that. I never want to be a pusher, Katie. Next up, we have Rebecca Black. And first of all, I would like to say that you have been a very requested bitch on this podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody wants you on. And I guess this is my ploy to get you on. I don't know.
I'm on.
No, we were trying to. And then you were like, I have a pop star tour to go on. So
no,
I'll catch you later.
No,
obviously, Rebecca isn't that d-y. Like, no, she serves but she's not d-y. You were like, Chris, the scheduling didn't work out. But I have been dying to have you on this. Your hair clip. Oh, my God. That is stunning. Eleganza.
Thank you.
How have you been?
I'm great. I've honestly, this has been such like a wonderful weekend.
Yeah?
It's so nice. I mean, I just miss you so much. And it's so like, I mean, I felt, I came to the, I think it was the last Palm Springs weekend that you did, right?
Yeah. With you and Claudia came, I think, together.
And that was where I met Dory. And like, that was when I'm like, Chris just has like such good people. And like, even when I found out who was coming to this, I was like, Yes.
I was like a little worried, honestly. Really? Like, not worried, but you know, like when you bring, like, you're responsible, one, for everyone going to one location, and then two, like, responsible for the invite list. I'm a people pleaser. I mean, how many fucking times can I say that on this podcast? But I just want everyone to get along. I want everyone to feel comfortable and, like, not just, like, comfortable, but I want everyone to, like, honestly, I have never been in an environment, I'll speak personally, where it's like, I just feel comfortable walking around with my shirt off all the time. Like, I've always felt like a little chubby, a little body image issues, but I just really look around at this group and I feel so fucking lucky.
Yeah.
That everybody not only gets along, but it's just like,
it's a really good environment.
It's just the best. I mean, my birthdays have been sort of like, I feel like experiments that lead up to this. Yeah. Exactly. Of like comfortability, good people, good vibes. Just, I want everyone to relax and have like a vacation. Yeah. Where we like low-key also celebrate me.
No,
like,
I know. It feels like a vacation.
Yeah,
like,
and that's exactly amazing. What I want. And that's also why we're doing a podcast episode to help write this house off, bitch. Because this was the biggest one yet.
Working on vacation.
We are.
Period. No one hustles like you.
Oh, thank you.
No one grinds. We've all been saying like,
how did we meet?
We wish.
Do you know?
I feel like we circled in the same groups for so long and then, but never really like the actual group.
Yeah.
And then I think that you were coming to LA and I bet I can find that again.
I knew Rebecca Black because there was someone else from Delaware who it was like a mutual friend.
But I don't remember us meeting. So that's how
I knew, like, because I knew of you, obviously, like, and I know you probably hate this, like, Friday, like, duh. That's like,
I
know, but like, I just know that you're like a different person than that. And like, that's not right. You.
But that was the first.
Yes,
like,
but like, that's truly how I knew the name Rebecca Black. And then there was a mutual friend between us. And I just remember thinking like, oh my God, like she's a person. Like, again, I can't tell you how like living in Delaware makes famous people feel like figments of the imagination. But when I moved to LA, we went to a place on Franklin.
We went to the Beachwood Cafe Duel.
Oh my God. Well, that
before Harry Styles
pigs
did.
And or that pig's place is.
But we didn't go to Bourgeois Pig, but I ran Bourgeois into pig. You and that person.
And
there.
Damien from Mean Girls was there.
Yes, because I was doing his show.
Yes. But I moved to LA and lived like down the street from Rebecca just by chance.
Yes. Yes.
That was like really where I think we bonded and like hit it off.
Yes. We hung out and we just like had this day that was just like so stupid and silly. It's definitely on the internet somewhere.
Oh my God. Yeah. That, I don't know how I think I just permanently like seared that. Do we say it? We've said it out loud. There was like these, like before the Hype House lived in that building, Rice Gum is, I would not be surprised. No. Okay. Chris, stop saying that sentence. He lived in that house. And so we were just there and we were just like, LOL, I'm pretty sure that's nearby. So we just drove.
Yeah, we were in this neighborhood, Beachwood Canyon, that like at the time, like, well, first of all, I think we started driving because we were like, oh, the houses are like so beautiful. Like, let's drive around.
Truly a
nosiness.
There's
like all this weird architecture.
Yeah, and I had just moved to LA and she was like, you really should like, let's drive around. And I was like, down.
We were just hanging out for the first time. And then we were like, I forget how I knew this, but like, I knew that the Hype House
was nearby.
The time, I don't know if it's actually called the Hype House, but one of those houses
before
was
the
there.
Hype House was the Hype House.
And I was like, wait, we should try to find it.
And then we did.
And we did. We just drove right by it and drove away.
That was truly like unhinged.
Yeah, that was an unhinged day. I remember my sink was so clogged.
It was full of water.
I lived in this like super shitty apartment right next to the 101 freeway.
I love that apartment. Like, I mean, I guess I had like the rose tinted or the rose tinted goggles. Rose. Yeah. I'm just wanting my next drink.
No, I was.
I think I just had the rose tinted Jesus Christ. Hey, my name's Chris, and I'm gonna go drown in the pool after this. But I remember thinking like, wow, this apartment, especially coming from New York, Los Angeles apartments versus New York apartments. Damn it. Oh my God. Los Angeles. I'm like, so you're rich. I'm like, she has room for a piano in her living room.
My living room was backed up literally on the 101 freeway. Yeah, my cat, my sweet cat. I know that was a really funny little place.
Alive?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
She's alive.
I just wanted that.
That's so true. so true. Sophie is with us.
I don't know how much time that's been. I'm like, that feels like decades.
Well, that was probably like 6 years ago. And then we...
2017.
We just were like friends from that point on. Like we never like... I've never had a moment since then where you've not been my friend.
I agree with that. You know? And I just, I feel like it's always been fun.
Yeah.
And not easy as in like a scapegoat kind of, like a, like check in the box kind of thing, but just, it's always been easy and
very
fun.
Natural.
And I really love that you've always come to my fucking birthdays. And I feel like this is a time where I really love bonding with my friends.
Yeah.
And like, it's obvious that we're not all roommates. Can you shut the fuck up, bartender? But I just, it's such a nice time to all live in like under the same roof. And like, you get a sense of people's living styles.
Yeah.
And just, I love.
This living style?
No, the blow up doll behind us, literally face up, ass up.
Wait, let's bring her in.
Let's go get Big Booty Judy. So we did a night of 1,000 Chris's because as a 30-year-old, I have lived truly too many lives. And I didn't even remember some of these. So this was NYU graduation, Chris. And this was Katya's outfit. Well, okay. I also did a 23rd birthday. My last birthday in New York was 23. And that was really the birthday that kicked off all of this. Jesus.
Get in here.
I was like, I want to have a birthday party.
Here.
You know what? Fuck it. So I went to a Halloween store, bought all this discount shit. The blow-up dolls were the most expensive thing. So for my 23rd birthday, blow-up dolls were like kind of a major thing. Katya, when we graduated NYU, we took a photo of me and Katya got in my like graduation robe and we're there. So she was NYU graduation. Chris, you can see it on TikTok. My at is Chris Clemens. But this is Katya on NYU graduation day. She's trying to take the mic. She said, give me the mic. Katya, I got something to say.
Katya, would you like to speak?
These blow-up dolls are a lot scarier than I have experienced. I'm not going to lie. They have like a face shield. They're like Michael Myers or David Myers. Who's
her eyebrows are
Michael
very
Myers
cunty.
With a knife? Dope. Her what?
Her eyebrows are very cunty.
No, she like came with full situation. Glam.
Yeah,
she got full glam in the factory.
She's got like juice lips.
She's wearing that lip plumping mascara lipstick.
Goodbye.
Anyways, bye, Kat. Oh,
she's
the
wearing
wig
Kylie
is
Cosmetics.
Gone.
Oh,
anyways, we did Night of 1,000 Chris's. Which Chris were you? Oh, you were Jumbotron Chris.
I was Jumbotron Chris with Lexi.
Which that alone is a sentence is not okay.
It's
like Jumbotron Chris is disgusting. Like Jumbotron Chris.
I've always
like,
wanted to know, was that moment planned? Like, did you know you were going to be on the Jumbotron?
I didn't know I was going to be on the Jumbotron. I was invited to that. So there was a soccer game in New York when I had an office job, like at the end of college and after college. That was like my full-time adult daddy job. I had a friend whose brother, one of my only friends at my job, his brother worked with like the New York, I don't fucking know the team, guys. So sorry, but I know, like, I have the jersey. Uh-huh. Like, some New York soccer team. They had a game at Yankee Stadium, and I was there for Pride with the W Hotel. And it just worked out. They were trying to get me at a game, and I love watching soccer. Like, there's some sports I really love watching live. Soccer, basketball, tennis are them. And so it was a soccer game, and I was like, oh, my God, a free soccer game. And they were like, we have a whole dinner for you. You'll have your own jersey. Tell us what you want it to be customized. It says middle kid with 420 as the number. Like they like just let me do shit. I felt like a fucking, I felt like Beyonce. So then afterwards they walk me to the field where my seats are like on the fucking Yankee Stadium field. And then they were like, okay, do you mind if we do a Jumbotron? And I was like,
That's insane.
And I was like, sure. And so then I was they were like, your name will be on there. And I was like, okay, this isn't like Jessica Simpson or like.
No, obsessed. No,
like
it's
Ashanti
Clemens,
or
baby.
Like someone of like fucking note up there. I'm like, how am I going to make an impact? So I just sat there and I was like,
it's Chris Clemens, babe.
And that was honestly that feels like one of the most iconic things I've ever done.
I feel like.
And I forgot about it.
One of the, like, my favorite parts about you is, like, you're so low-key, like, a man. Like, you play video games, but you don't tell anyone about it. You watch sports, but you don't tell anyone about it.
I am a man. I'm, like, bisexual fully.
You're a man.
I'm, like, truly, I got it. Baby, I got it. You want to see my parts? There's no Ken doll down there.
No doll.
I'm just kidding.
No doll.
You're like, no, not the right podcast, baby.
No.
Put them on. Put on the glasses. I feel like this podcast has been going on. I thought we were going to see every guest. I don't think we are. So, Rebecca, you want to sign us out?
Oh, I'll sign us out.
Sign us out.
Okay, wait. Everybody, come here.
Everybody, get
just
in.
Just for a sign out. Nope, come here.
Nope,
come
okay.
On.
Well, guys.
Come on.
Thank you
come
so
on,
much for... Oh, Shannon!
Come on,
Shannon,
come on.
I just want to say, I think everyone in this room wants to kiss you.
That's so nice, eh?
She's like, oh, I thought this was about you.
We love you, Chris. Happy 30th birthday.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you, everybody, for allowing this to be life. I just don't... Like, it's moments like this, truly, where it sounds so fucking corny and cliche, but, like, I just genuinely never imagined this shit for my life. And... Like, it's the weird part is, like, this has become feeling, it started to feel so normal of like my birthday, Palm Springs, some ridiculous fucking house. But to be able to have the people I have around me that make the sacrifice to come, the people who fucking watch this and care what I have to say and laugh. And I just want you guys to know I never imagined at 30 this would be my life. And I just feel very lucky and very thankful. So thank you guys for tuning in.
Love
thank you,
Chris.
All my friends and family for
happy
being
birthday.
Here. For my birthday, go leave a review in 5 stars.
So true.
Let me go manipulate you on this manipulation station. No, but for real, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcasts. YouTube.com/@unhinged. Leave a reading and review on Unhinged Clips on TikTok. Thank you, Sam, Justin, Jake, for making the fucking drive out here and being my team. Thank you to my friends. Thank you, Mom, for dealing with my dad enough to have me as a child. And we got to go play manhunt. We've got 5 acres of land to hunt some men. All right. Bye, guys. I'm fucking 30. Go to middlekid.supply and get some of the 30th birthday shit. It's lit. Bye.